Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where over 50 countries, representing approximately 50% of global GDP, come together to discuss a crucial aspect of climate change, the phase-out of fossil fuels. This is exactly what happened recently in Santa Marta, Colombia, where a climate conference was co-hosted by Colombia and the Netherlands. The conference was significant because it operated outside the UNFCCC framework, which means it bypassed the consensus requirement that has slowed progress at annual COP meetings. Major emitters like the United States, China, and India did not participate in this conference. The next conference is planned for early 2027 in Tuvalu, co-hosted by Ireland. But why does this matter? What makes this significant is that the Santa Marta conference was able to make progress on fossil fuel phase-out roadmaps without being hindered by the need for global consensus. First, let's look at the key outcomes of the conference. The conference operates in the spirit of the proposed Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty, an initiative originally championed by small island developing states, academics, and civil society organizations. This treaty is crucial because it aims to phase out fossil fuels, which are a major contributor to climate change. What makes this significant is that the treaty is being discussed outside the UNFCCC framework, which has been slow to make progress on this issue. But why was the conference held outside the UNFCCC framework? The reason is that the UNFCCC has certain limitations. For instance, the consensus rule means that any country can block decisions, and coal-producing or oil-exporting nations have repeatedly diluted language on fossil fuel phase-out. For example, at COP28 in Dubai in 2023, there was language on transitioning away from fossil fuels, but the language on phase-out was blocked. Similarly, at COP29 in Baku in 2024, the focus was on climate finance, but fossil fuel phase-out language remained contested. And at COP30 in Belém, Brazil, in 2025, there was modest progress, but no binding fossil fuel commitments were made. By meeting outside the UNFCCC framework, the Santa Marta Group can set binding national commitments without global consensus. They can move faster and more ambitiously and create peer pressure on non-participants. However, there is a risk that this approach excludes major emitters, which could limit the global climate impact. So what exactly changed? The Santa Marta Conference showed that countries are willing to take action on fossil fuel phase-out, even if it means working outside the traditional UNFCCC framework. Now, let's look at the major absentees from the conference. India was not present at Santa Marta. India's consistent position on fossil fuel phase-out is that it has a right to use its coal and fossil fuel reserves for development. Since India did not cause historical emissions, it should not bear disproportionate transition costs. India also believes that phase-out must be paired with adequate climate finance from developed nations. India will transition on its own timeline with a net zero 2070 commitment and a goal of 500 gigawatts non-fossil capacity by 2030 as part of its nationally determined contributions or NDC. India also supports the Panchamrit commitments made at COP26 in Glasgow, which include generating 50% of electricity from renewables by 2030 and reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 1 billion tons by 2030. What does this mean for India's strategic position? India is taking a cautious approach to fossil fuel phase-out, balancing its development needs with its climate commitments. But why does this matter? The global fossil fuel phase-out is a critical aspect of addressing climate change. According to the International Energy Agency, or IEA, the net zero by 2050 scenario requires no new oil, gas, or coal development beyond projects already approved as of 2021. Now, let us turn to the key climate bodies and agreements. The UNFCCC, or United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, is the main international framework for addressing climate change. The Paris Agreement, which was signed in 2015, aims to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius and pursue efforts to limit it to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The COP, or Conference of the Parties, is the highest decision-making body of the UNFCCC. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Santa Marta Conference was attended by over 50 countries, representing approximately 50% of global GDP. The Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty is an initiative championed by small island developing states, academics, and civil society organizations. The IEA Net Zero by 2050 scenario requires no new oil, gas, or coal development beyond projects already approved as of 2021. India has a Net Zero 2070 commitment and aims to generate 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030. The Panchamrit commitments include generating 50% of electricity from renewables by 2030 and reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 1 billion tons by 2030. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Santa Marta Conference and the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty are important topics for the UPSC exam, particularly in the context of climate change and sustainable development. Remember this number, 50% of global GDP, which is represented by the countries that attended the Santa Marta Conference. Note this carefully. The IEA Net Zero by 2050 scenario is a critical aspect of addressing climate change. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Panchamrit commitments were made by India at COP26 in Glasgow. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The Santa Marta Conference shows that countries are willing to take action on fossil fuel phase-out, even if it means working outside the traditional UNFCCC framework. This approach has both advantages and disadvantages, and it will be important to watch how it unfolds in the coming years. The global fossil fuel phase-out is a critical aspect of addressing climate change, and it will require cooperation and commitment from countries around the world.